Paragon 7 Studios. You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
America's problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but not only does America have a very serious problem, but not only does America have a very serious problem, but
DJ Rampage.
Mix Show Madness. Turn me up. How many of y'all remember this? Know who I be?
DJ Rampage.
Going in.
Self-destruction, it really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause, the way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap's the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Took a brother's life with a knife, that's his wife. Cried cause he died a trifling death. When he left his very last breath, was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gang bang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that's
self-destruction. Yeah, it was self-destruction. Self-destruction. Yeah, it was self-destruction.
Funky fresh dress to impress, ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Scotch tape with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knobs alone. MC lights on the mic.
Back on
the
Lance J Radio Network. Sirius XM 141. This is not going to be a sports take. And this is going to be a very short segment because I have Avriana, the personality, coming in. And she always gives a fantastic interview. Avriana's crushing it. Cashville's finest. She's doing like 3 or 4 game shows. And I remember when I met Avriana years ago, she was just like, I want to be a game show host. And I looked at her, I was just like, that's ambitious. And you definitely are talented enough to do it. But I just never met anyone in the industry that wanted to go in that lane. And she's crushing it right now. And shout out to my guys, Smirk and Lino. I need to get Smirk and Lino in here. So I'm very fortunate to have some good alliances with some elite talents in Nashville. And these guys are much younger and better looking, have a much higher ceiling than myself. I'm kind of unk. I've moved into unk territory at age 46. I started a segment with self-destruction. And if you're too young to remember, back in the day, artists used to get together and they would do these PSA type songs. You know, the famous one is Michael Jackson and Herbie Hancock and Quincy Jones and all of those people. They did We Are the World, We Are the Children. That was like in the mid 80s. And basically said, hey, there are poor people that are starving all over the world and we should give them money and aid. Of course, I'm going to go back to my, you know, multimillion dollar mansion, but we've got to raise money for people that are starving in various parts of the globe. And then you had the hip hop movement getting into the late 80s and early 90s. There's a lot of violence in hip hop. There's still a lot of violence in hip hop. People are still getting clapped. Like, it's not just Tupac. It's not just Big L. It's not just Biggie. People are still getting killed, unfortunately, in hip hop. And so there was an East Coast and a West Coast. Self-destruction was the East Coast kind of version of We Are the World. So you had all of the East Coast stars. I think that KRS produced that. A lot of great stars, MC Light, Miss Melody, KRS's wife, rest in peace. Heavy D was on there, rest in peace. Dougie Fresh, Slick Rick. I'm trying to remember as many people as possible. And then there was the West Coast version that had Eazy-E, also rest in peace, man. We've lost a lot of soldiers. And MC Hammer. And Self-Destruction, the East Coast version, was one of my favorite songs growing up because it was positive. It was talking about stop the violence, stop the fighting at clubs, stop the shootings, drug dealing, all of the nefarious activities. This was actually before, this was when hip hop was kind of clean. You know, back in the Eric B and Rakim M days, the MC Light days, you couldn't curse on the radio. Hip hop was clean. It wasn't until Nas and Big and Wu-Tang came in. They kind of changed the direction of hip hop. And then Jay-Z came in and took it to the next level. So back in the late 80s, early 90s, you didn't have that mafioso rap where we're just clapping up everyone. We didn't have that back in the day. You didn't have Mobb Deep talking about sticking up people in Queensbridge. I started with self-destruction. It's going to be a short segment, like I said. The topic of diversity, equity, and inclusion has come up repeatedly on this show in the last several weeks. And I have a lot of friends in healthcare that work in DEI. I'm not going to really get into my thoughts of DEI for several reasons. First and foremost, I'm not one of those type of people that tries to influence who you should vote for, what programs you should support, what politicians you should support. I'm not smart enough to do that. I tell people, vote for who you want to vote for. Support who you want to support. So if you support DEI, that's your prerogative. If you don't support DEI, that's also your prerogative. I don't have a problem with that. This is an open forum. I've had people on this show that have similar political beliefs to myself. I've had people who are diametrically opposed. And bringing in my lovely cousin, Megan McGlover, she has a political hot button. She could go in on it. Lance Day can't go in on it because Lance Day makes his money in sponsorships and consulting work and being a healthcare executive. And I said repeatedly, I'm going to stay neutral. I'm going to sit this one out because the last thing I need is I'm having coffee with a colleague or trying to book some business. And they're like, hey, we saw your thoughts on DEI. We're going to go in another direction. So I'm very careful with what I say. But I will say this. A reoccurring theme on the show, I tell people all the time, don't let somebody bilk you out of your own vote. Don't vote on somebody else's platform. Don't let somebody guilt you because they're your family, they're your friend, or some spanky that you went to high school or college with. Or they're trying to guilt you that, hey, I look like you, I dress like you, I'm from the same zip code, from the same block. You have to vote like me. I don't believe in that. And I laugh when people vote against their own interest. And all I'm going to say, there's some great studies out there about diversity, equity, and inclusion. McKinsey, which is one of the most respected consulting firms in the country. I'm pretty sure if you were from McKinsey, you're billing out at like $800-900 an hour minimum, you know, probably up to $2,000 an hour. Lance Day wants to get in on some of that money. You have the U.S. Department of Labor. There's statistics that are out there. Forbes has written articles about this. So I know that there are people on one side that are going to say, well, it's the deep state, but there are like 20 articles about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And all I'm going to say is look those articles up and research for yourself who DEI programs actually benefit. I can give you a spoiler alert. They don't benefit people that look like me. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain.
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter our hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How? To the patient.
James Lewis.
You're going to pay taxes on that money. So I think what's going to blow this up is 3-4 years in, somebody's going to get a couple of M's under the table in NIL, and the IRS is going to absolutely fillet them. And if they don't go to the NFL and can't make up that money, either you're going to be a rookie in the NFL or a second year in the NFL, and the IRS is going to be garnishing that arse, or you're going to go to jail.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
You're going to be suiting up for Oz with Rick Fox and the guy in the wheelchair with the dreads. I can't remember his name. It was on The Best Man. You're going to be in Oz with Adebisi.
You are listening to the Lance J.
People tell me how lucky my daughter is to have been adopted. But really, we are the lucky ones. Learn more at AdoptUSKids.org.
A lot of you people are going through a lot of turmoil because y'all stopped believing in God. I need y'all to start believing in God. I need you to start praying more. And I always tell you this, keep praying. No matter what you're going through in your life, at the end of the day, a couple of years ago, stop living in the past. Pray for the future. I'm talking to you, you, and you. Yep.